The clock is ticking tonight on Britain's withdrawal from the European Union. London got things started today, 9 months after the British people voted to quit the political and economic bloc. Our chief foreign affairs correspondent Margaret Warner begins our coverage.
In accordance with the wishes of the British people, the United Kingdom is leaving the European Union.
With that, the British government formally launched the process. First, Britain's ambassador to the European Union delivered official notice to its president in Brussels. Then, Prime Minister Theresa May addressed Parliament.
This is an historic moment from which there can be no turning back. Britain is leaving the European Union. We are going to make our own decisions and our own laws.
Reaction on the street was as mixed today as it was in last June's referendum, which passed 52-48%.
I said to my wife, all I want to do before I die is see my country free of the shackles of Europe.
No one knows how this is going to go. It's a gamble, it's a risk, it's a bit like Trump. It's such an uncertain place at the moment.
But the European Council President, Donald Tusk, lamented the occasion.
There is no reason to pretend that this is a happy day, neither in Brussels nor in London.
Then Prime Minister David Cameron called last year's Brexit referendum, hoping it would fail and boost his Conservative Party's prospects in the next general election. But after the surprise result, Cameron stepped down, leaving its execution to May.
The UK has 2 years to hammer out the specifics of its withdrawal from the 27-nation bloc. But face-to-face talks aren't expected to get underway until late May, and the negotiations promise to be tough.
British Finance Minister Philip Hammond said he expects some give and take, but added,
I'm confident, as we've explored over the last 9 months with our EU partners, that we have a sufficient meeting of minds on this issue, that we will be able to reach a deal that will work for us and work for them.
As for the U.S., then candidate Donald Trump praised Brexit. Today, his White House spokesman commented,
whatever future the UK-EU relationship looks like, we want the UK to remain a strong leader in Europe.
For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Margaret Warner.
And we'll hear from the British ambassador to Washington right after the news summary.